Open Water 20. Section 6, Rescue, Part 4. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Drowning an unresponsive diver. Drowning occurs when a diver has become unresponsive, unconscious, or unable to respond or act coherently, and has stopped breathing while submerged underwater. Possible contributing factors are ingesting water, extreme fatigue, entanglement, lung overpressurization, panic, inefficient breathing, throat blockage, exhaustion, heart stoppage, and unconsciousness. If the diver is unresponsive underwater, 1. Follow ascent procedures and bring the diver to the surface, where you immediately establish positive buoyancy. 2. If the mouthpiece is in the mouth, then try to keep it there. If not, do not worry about the mouthpiece. 3. Then call for help. 4. It is preferable to get the diver out the water as soon as possible before initiating rescue breathing. 5. Remove the diver from the water onto a hard surface, and if no other more qualified personnel are in attendance, check for airway breathing and circulation. 6. If there is no breathing, refer to CPR below. 7. If there is no pulse or circulation, then initiate CPR. If, after a near drowning, the diver is breathing, then administer 100% oxygen, and monitor the airway breathing and circulation, until medical personnel are in attendance. Keep the diver warm and as calm as possible. We recommend that you attend training for rescue breathing, CPR and oxygen provider. Your instructor or dive center can assist you with this. If there is a more qualified person attending to the patient, then assist where necessary. The patient may become unconscious or experience difficulty with breathing, confusion, lowered alertness, disorientation, unclear thinking, visual problems, paralysis, and chest pain. Make a note of these and secure all dive equipment, for reference, and future investigation. Artificial respiration. Generally known as the kiss of life, or mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Artificial respiration is the act of simulating respiration for a patient who is not breathing or not making sufficient respiratory effort on his or her own. To be able to achieve internal respiration, the heart must be beating. Pulmonary ventilation is performed by the diver rescuer through manual inflation of the patient's lungs by blowing into them. This is called insufflation. It is advised that the rescue diver has an up-to-date certificate in artificial respiration and CPR. Insufflation, generally known as rescue breath ventilations, is the act of physically forcing air into a patient's respiratory system. There are various methods. Mouth to mouth. The rescuer makes a seal between his or her mouth and the patient's mouth and blows air into the patient. Mouth to nose. It is the rescuer's choice to use this method, as there may be vomit in the mouth or injuries. Mouth to mask. The recommended method is the use of a pocket mask. This provides a higher tidal volume than the bag valve mask, and reduces the cross-infection risk. As we metabolize little oxygen, about 4% of 21% oxygen, within a breath, there is more than enough residual oxygen available in the exhaled breath. Giving oxygen. The amount of oxygen available in mouth-to-mouth is about 16%. If a pocket mask is utilized with a constant flow of additional oxygen, this increases to about 40% oxygen. If a mechanical respirator is used with an oxygen supply, this rises to 99% oxygen. This is the most common method. The greater the oxygen concentration, the more efficient the gas exchange will be in the lungs. Remember, the dive center should always have an oxygen set available in a secure case at the dive center or on the boat. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. This is an emergency medical procedure for a victim of cardiac arrest, the heart has stopped, and respiratory arrest. CPR consists of artificial blood circulation and artificial respiration, for example, chest compressions and lung ventilation. CPR is generally continued, usually in the presence of advanced life support, until the patient regains a heartbeat or is declared dead. CPR is unlikely to restart the heart, but is used to maintain a flow of oxygenated blood to the brain and heart, preventing tissue death. Defibrillation and advanced life support are usually needed to restart the heart. What is defibrillation? Defibrillation is the treatment for life-threatening cardiac arrhythmias, ventricular fibrillation, and consists of delivering a therapeutic dose of electrical energy to the heart with an external device called an automated external defibrillator, AED. This allows normal rhythm to be re-established. Divers can use the unit successfully with little to no training. The brain may sustain damage after blood flow has ceased for about 4 minutes and irreversible damage after about 7 minutes. If blood flow ceases for 1 to 2 hours, the cells will start to die. The heart loses the ability to maintain a normal rhythm. Low body temperatures, as sometimes seen in drowning, prolong the time the brain survives. CPR is only likely to be effective if commenced within 6 minutes after the blood flow stops. Respiratory arrest. The patient has a pulse, but is not breathing, therefore, artificial respiration is appropriate. If it is difficult to detect a pulse, CPR may be used in both cases. Studies have shown the importance of immediate CPR followed by defibrillation within 3 to 5 minutes. The survival rate is about 30%, but without these two actions, the survival rate is only about 2%. A few key notes. The patient with a bystander performing CPR can have a survival rate of 4 to 5% until EMS, emergency medical services, arrive. CPR does result in a few complete recoveries but is less effective without defibrillation. CPR does not revive the patient but preserves the body for defibrillation and advanced life support. Hypothermia seems to protect the victim by slowing down metabolic and physiologic processes, greatly decreasing the tissue's oxygen requirements. There are cases where CPR, defibrillation, and advanced warming techniques have revived victims after substantial periods of hypothermia. CPR training is essential for divers by a recognized training authority. Remember, this can't be performed in the water, and there must be a stable base or platform available. Basic life support. Medical care provided in the absence of advanced life support or medical care, predominantly the ABCs, airway, breathing and circulation. Advanced life support. Treatment consensus for CPR once cardiac arrest has been established. Rate note, further training in first aid, CPR, AED is highly recommended. See your RAID dive center to find out how you can enroll. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.